Metropolitan Police Department to force out 12 D.C. police officers due to controversial law. By Wendell Hasebo on April 27, 2024. The Metropolitan Police Department, MPD, will force 12 of its senior police officers to quit their jobs on April 30 due to a controversial law the Democrat-controlled district passed in 2022 following the 2020 race riots, D.C. Supervisory Public Affairs Specialist Thomas Lynch announced. MPD has lost more than 1,400 officers since the district passed the legislation in 2022, the D.C. Police Union said. Washington, D.C.'s council first enacted the law in 2020 as emergency legislation following George Floyd's death. MPD will not renew the 12 senior officers' contracts due to the law, which prohibits the department from appointing police officers who have any serious misconduct in their background, UP News reported. Senior officers are members who retired from MPD, but returned to their posts to continue serving their community. The law, which the D.C. Police Union opposes, is called the Comprehensive Policing and Justice Reform Amendment Act of 2022. It defines serious misconduct as follows. Unlawful discrimination, for example, on the basis of race, ethnicity, gender, religion, national origin, sexual orientation, or disability, excluding employment. Discrimination. Unlawful stop, search, and/or seizure. Acts of retaliation or retribution against a sworn member or person, including against a person for filing a complaint against a member. Incidents in which a subject is charged by a member with assault on a police officer, resisting arrest, or disorderly conduct in the prosecuting attorney. Or the court notifies MPD that the charges will be dismissed based on the member's credibility. Incidents in which MPD received written notification from the prosecuting attorney or court of a constitutional violation involving potential misconduct that was discovered during the course of a criminal case or judicial proceeding. Civil lawsuits alleging sworn member misconduct while in an official capacity. The law is inarguably the worst piece of public safety legislation the D.C. Council has ever passed, the D.C. Police Union wrote a news release. The bill prohibits the hiring of sworn personnel if they have ever received sustained discipline from any law enforcement agency. This includes the Metropolitan Police Department, meaning that these officers, who have spent their careers serving and protecting this city, are ineligible to be retained by the MPD due to prior administrative personnel matters, some of which are over 20 years old. Crime in the Democrat-controlled city soared in 2023, according to police department data. Homicides, up 35%. Robberies, up 67%. Violent crime, up 39%. Motor vehicle theft, up 82%. Residents in the district blame Biden-appointed U.S. Attorney Matthew Graves for the increase in crime. Graves refused to prosecute 67% of those arrested who would have been put on trial in the D.C. Superior Court, according to 2022 district statistics. In 2023, he declined to prosecute 56% of those arrested. Graves' track record in prosecuting cases before the D.C. Court of Appeals is not much better, he admitted in October, although he blamed the court, which has a majority of Democrat-appointed justices, for the lack of convictions. The D.C. Court of Appeals is made up of 9 justices appointed by Democrat presidents and 5 appointed by Republican presidents. President Joe Biden appointed 3. Whether Democrat-appointed Graves or judges are responsible for the district's soft-on-crime position, former President Donald Trump vowed to restore law and order if re-elected. Sharing a Breitbart News exclusive in October titled D.C. Residents Fear Crime Surge Turning Area into U.S. War Zone, the former president called the town run by Democrats a dirty, crime-ridden death trap, pledging that reforms will be a part of his re-election platform. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.